You're listening to SBS News.
Komul Saltanat Painda Tabinda Bat Shad Bad Man.
These men were serious about playing for their country, and so were these.
In joyful strains and let us sing Advance Australia.
They were Australian and Pakistani players singing their national anthems ahead of meeting in the first ever over 50s Cricket World Cup final at Sydney's Drummoyne Oval. It was the culmination of 3 weeks of cricket, but the Cup has also incorporated cultural visits, sightseeing tours and a trip to the Bradman Cricket Museum in Bowral, New South Wales. The brainchild of Sydney sider Sterling Hammond, the tournament was centred on cricket, but he says it was about much more than that.
The event has actually transcended cricket. It's the glue of our generation. And that is the respect that each other has for the game, and that's the way they play it. We've all been playing cricket since we were 10, and I'm 70. They just love the game, they love talking about it, and it's a really nice medium to take your mind off some of the dreadful things that are going on in the world.
So successful was the tournament that at a dinner the day before the final, it was decided to hold a second instalment in 18 months in Cape Town, South Africa. Hammond says the reason for the 18-month wait, rather than the usual 2 or 4 years for many World Cup events in sports, is about the reality of ageing.
We wanted also to have it in 18 months' time, because in 18 months at our age, anything could happen. And as Steve Waugh always says, you never know what's around the corner, and at this age, that's so true.
Apart from the sporting glory all 8 teams were seeking, the positive effects of regular sporting activity on health is another important aspect of the competition. Pakistan team's manager Ashik Qureshi says it's vital.
If you just keep your muscles active, you can remain fit for many more years. And the rule of thumb being, you can be as fit as somebody 20 years your junior. So the 50s could be thinking of themselves and looking and feeling like 30-year-olds.
But health benefits and social interaction aside, there was still a World Cup to win. Before the final between Australia and Pakistan, Australian captain Peter Solway was emphatic about his side's desire to win.
We are a little bit slower, but one thing's for certain, we've still got the competitive blood running through our veins, so we're very passionate and we want to do well and try and win games of cricket.
Australia did manage to win the final, and now the focus will turn to Cape Town in 18 months. South African team manager Roger Malt says he cannot wait.
This has been a magnificent tournament, and we've loved every minute of it. We've learned a lot, and we'll certainly take that back with us into Cape Town. And I know with Cricket South Africa's backing, we will certainly start getting more interest from players who have given up the game. And hopefully we will participate in the final.
John Baldock, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.